Avro 594 avian flew for the first time in 1927, and during the last years of the 20s, both distance and altitude records were set with the aircraft type. In total, 405 aircrafts were built in different versions. The aircraft came to Sweden in 1933, purchased by Sven Svensson in Tärna. The engine was then 86 horsepower. Cirrus III. Already in 1934, the aircraft changed owners when it was bought by L. Skipthenko in Malmö. The next owner was Hans Pettersson in Orsa, who bought it in 1935. It flew in the summer with floats. The aircraft was taken over in 1942 by S. Zetterblom in Stockholm. In 1943, it was rebuilt at Flyg Service at Lilla Essingen and was equipped with a covered cabin and a new engine. A DH Gypsy 3 at 120 horsepower. In 1944, the aircraft was purchased by Alan Widman, who used it, among other things, for target flights for the defense. On April 20, 1947, landing gear and a wing broke down on a hard landing. The reason for the crash was that the wind turned in the final stage of the landing. Widman kept the aircraft in various places during the following years. In the early 1970s, the Arlander Group received tips on the aircraft. It was found in a boatyard outside Södertälje and was in poor condition. After negotiations, Widman could imagine depositing the aircraft, but he would have the engine and canopy tank for an ice sledge project. The Arlander Group began restoration of the fuselage, and when it began to be completed, Widman had to come and see the aircraft in full condition. He now donated the aircraft to the museum collections, and also the canopy tank. A short time later, Alan Widman passed away and the engine could be purchased from the estate. Work on the aircraft continued for a couple of years with the wings and engine installation. Since then, the work was still standing for about 15 years due to the many movements of the collections. In the early 1990s, the aircraft was completed to be hung in the Arlandastad shopping center. In connection with the relocation of the premises at Arlandastad from the shopping center to the exhibition premises, the aircraft must be taken down and transported to Arlanda Flygsamlingar at short notice. This was done in mid-August 2017. On November 7, the aircraft was hung in the Flight Collection premises.